God is not looking for people who will answer His call with the words, "I think I can handle that." He calls people who say, "Why me? Are you sure you have the right person? I'm nothing." There must be a humility about you that says, "God, you're going to have to do this through me because I cannot do this on my own." And this mindset only comes through an acute awareness of your weakness and God's strength. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In Judges chapter 6, an enemy army, the Midianites, are getting ready to raid the people of God for their food, their crops, their cattle, their land. And unless Israel mounts an army, then this is going to be 8 years of being dominated by the Midianites. And we know that Israel is not going to mount an army because they are all hiding. And we've just been told that even though God has called out Gideon, the people actually hate Gideon for calling them out on their sinful idolatry. So this puts Israel in an incredibly weak situation. So what is going to make the difference? Listen to what it says in Judges chapter 6, verse 34. "But the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and the Abiezrites were called out to follow him." So Gideon has gone from a snowflake hiding in the winepress to a man sounding the war horn, and the men are responding to his call. So is there any identifiable difference here? Well, the only thing to point to is what the author highlights for us, and that is the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would indwell people temporarily at critical junctures in the life of Israel. That's one of the main features of the book of Judges, and it's how things get done. But under the new covenant, the church becomes the permanent dwelling place of the Holy Spirit here on earth. The Holy Spirit empowers the church. So what's the difference maker for the church? Is it the style of her music, the fancy architectural structure of her building, the clothes the people wear, the personality of the preacher? No. According to the Bible, the game changer for the church is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit among God's people and their submission to Him. And that's why we need to walk with Jesus day by day. This is why the local New Testament church is the greatest organization, team, group to which anyone could ever belong. She may not be perfect, but she is powerful because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in her midst. And He is why things still get done today. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." When you pray today, please remember Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Ware Ware Lifeword broadcast in the Philippines.